There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Renai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Renai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Renai tankless water heaters. The hot way to heat water. Learn more about Renai's industry-leading products at www.renai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
Think big. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It's August. It's hot. It's August 18th, 2015. We're here to talk about you, your buckos, all points in between. We will do markets, and very specifically, we are doing markets right now. We'll do the economy and jobs and unemployment and taxes and deficit spending and scams and shams and the EPA. Yes, the EPA. And whatever else comes to mind, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for being us with us. If you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We are live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also, GaryK.com. You can email me, just be nice. Follow me on Twitter, just press the button. Our Twitter numbers are skyrocketing. Or go Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can read my commentary articles I post with a lot of sarcasm attached. And come mid-September, our subscription webcasts and our leaders email service will be back by popular demand. We'll talk about that in the coming couple of weeks. On purpose yesterday on the show, we highlighted what was working. We told you what was setting up in the markets and looked higher. Today, we go back to the other side. What continues? We have been on a specific path for many sectors for I don't know how long. And amazingly, even though the markets rallied up a bit and we remain range-bound, the bad keep getting badder, the good kind of get gooder. There's just a lot less good every time we rally up in the market. So we will do a bunch of that and this and the other thing. We hope you are listening because it's in these range-bound markets. If you are able to decipher the leadership and stay the heck away from what is not working, you are miles ahead of the game. And it's not necessarily a game. Want to make sure you know that. I am agnostic on whether the major indices break out to the upside or break to the downside. We do know the Dow, the Russell, the NYSE are much weaker than the NASDAQ, NASDAQ 100 with the S&P in between. We do know the semiconductors are acting like the south end of a northbound jackass. The transport's not very good. We do know that the utilities are doing a little bit better. They're still not leadership, but they're doing a little bit better as interest rates come down, the same as the real estate investment trusts. But that all said, There's more than meets the eye. So we're going to get it going early. Lots to say. Let's do today's market wrap. And that market wrap brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. I got to give him a call up so he comes on the show in the next week. He's in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. And when I say that, I mean it. Jim is not about, well, maybe, could be, sort of. It's in or out. No gray areas. I love that about him. All right. So let's get rid of the generalities, and then we'll get into specifics. The Dow today down 34. S&P down 5. NASDAQ down 32. NASDAQ 100 down 24. Russell 2000 down a big juicy 10. The semiconductor index down 13. That's like a 350 Dow points. Mid caps were weak. Transports down 17. The China market was down another 6%. New lows in the market continue to outdo new highs in the market, amazingly. And get this, with the Dow only down 33, 1,000 stocks up, 19, almost 2,000 down on the New York. NASDAQ, more than 2 to 1 to the negative. So chalk today up into much worse than the Dow number, than the S&P number. Very important that you know that, because as we have been telling you, if more and more stocks and sectors go by the wayside, eventually the indices will follow suit. In the Dow today, Disney down 2, downgrade, still on the defensive, even with that big announcement of the Star Wars areas in Disney World, and I think they're doing a Toy Story area in one of the Disney parks. By the way, one of the Disney parks is called Hollywood Studios, and I think that's where they're going. Home Depot up 3. That was on earnings. Remember, we've been talking about the housing and housing-related. We told you Home Depot broke out of a six-month trading range, but you had to wait to earnings. Good reaction to what I would call a deceleration in earnings. United Health was up $1.70, and on the other end of the retail spectrum, Walmart. Walmart's in the Dow, by the way. Walmart, earnings down 11, revenues flat, stock new yearly low on 3x average volume. In fact, you have to go back to, we're going to call it late 2012 to early 2013, to where Walmart stock is trading. And as I've said for a few years now on Walmart, how the heck do you grow a company that already does $400 billion in revenues? The answer is, you can't. You really can't. And I think that's the big issue. And just remember, the most fundamental reason why a stock keeps going higher is the growing of that business, both on an earnings and sales. But, of course, there's outliers. You have companies like Amazon that pretty much has lost a lot of money throughout the years that keeps going up because of their sales growth and the hope that eventually the spending on all these centers, they call them fulfillment centers, will end. Hasn't happened yet. So that's the story of the Dow. But there's more to that. Big weakness in semis today. Big strength in housing. We have told you to avoid the semiconductors, and we've been telling you that housing has been emerging. Another good day for housing today. Retail, mostly mixed. Financials, not much coming out of it today, but I will say this, kind of sort of the financials losing a little bit of their relative strength right now. That'll be something to watch. Biotechs, mostly on the red side, and just a lot of red today. Chinese stocks, very red. But the real story today is the Major League good getting gooder and the bad getting badder. I must tell you, it is not very often we see what we are seeing right now. And what we are going to highlight today is the not-so-good side. We'll talk the movers on the upside and what's working, but I want to make sure you guys recognize that the bad's getting badder. And I often get emails on things that are down 10, 15, 20, 25, 40%. Should I buy them? Not until they turn. And I can tell you some of these areas have not turned yet. And what we'll do in a couple of minutes, we're going to start with the semiconductors. Why? We have been telling you for many a moon, semiconductors are a big-time leader and potential harbinger of the shape of things to come. Want me to repeat that? They're a very good forecaster and telegrapher of the shape of things to come, and things are worsening. Now, maybe it's just the China thing. Maybe it isn't. We only deal with what's sticking us right in the face. And that is the worsening action in the group. Amazingly so. And amazingly, market indices hang it in there the way they are. So, up next, the rest of the market wrap, highlighting the ugly, movers of the day, news of the day. I'm sure I'll complain about something today. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Geico applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because Geico has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. Geico will insure that entire RV, so you can get the s'more-making, poison-ivy-dodging, same-song-singing, ghost-storytelling, campfire-building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
There are two types of hot water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai tankless water heaters work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Rinnai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Rinnai's industry-leading products at www.rinnai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobitis is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobitis for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobitis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just 1 day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobitis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobitis now. Call 800-554-4128 and get 2 bottles free. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Little Steely Dan. All right. So, listen carefully because this is your guidance through the markets. We continue to be bearish on energy, except the refiners. Oil, gas, you know, all that stuff. We have been that way for about 14 months, except I think it was March where we said we were getting a counter trend rally and we'll see where it takes us. It took us nowhere. Very short term, which is the trees, not the forest. Feels like oil stocks, not the commodity. Feels like maybe sold out a little bit, not 100% sure, but it remains the trees in a bear market. Steel, copper, aluminum, coal, which has just been destroyed by this administration, remain in bear markets. And there's nothing to do. All the commodities countries remain in bear markets, and there's no changes there. When China had the, and we're talking China here, we're talking about, you know, the thing that was up 150% and then dropped 30% before you say boo and blah, blah. Well, it was our thought process that that move into June was a climactic top in those areas of China, and that rally up in July after the big drop would fade quickly. It's starting to fade a lot now. And we would be avoiding that area. And that includes a lot of the Chinese ADRs that trade here, if not all. Emerging markets, we remain bearish on. Nothing to do. And we've been mostly bearish on them for about 13 months, except in March when they started to rally and actually broke above a little bit of resistance. But that lasted about 4 weeks and rolled back over. And in May, we knew the party was over and we've done nothing but go to new yearly lows on the emerging markets. And then you have places like Russia. Brazil, which is about as backwards arse as can be. I don't know if you know, have been reading about Brazil, but just massive corruption by the head honcho, top dog, big cheese in the government. And there's now massive protests by millions of Brazilians as the economy is destroyed. Same thing's going on in Venezuela. You got a communist running, Argentina also. They're just destroying the place there. While we curry favor with places like Cuba that just plain old destroy their people and the opportunity of the people to be anything they want to be. I don't get it. Then again, I don't run the country, and I'm not a communist like the guy running the show in our country. Taiwan. You look at the EWT. Go look at EWT. How does that look to you? It's just an exchange-traded fund for the Taiwan Index. Acting like the Washington Nationals. I used to say acting like the Mets, but the Mets are playing good ball right now. And then there are other things. Walmart, as I mentioned, at a new yearly low. For example, and we can go through a lot of names that are acting poorly. IBM, almost at a new yearly low. By the way, insiders are selling down here at IBM. And these are just, for example, in Procter & Gamble, new yearly lows. The media stocks just had a major top off of that news from Disney about how many cable people they're losing. And by the way, that's for real. That is for real. Junk bonds. We're bearish on junk bonds. How do you measure that? Go look at the HYG or the JNK. And as we told you 3 years ago, 2 years, 1 year ago, the biggest distortions out there are in the bond market as the central banks have distorted, manipulated, and rigged everything to where the eventuality is people that bought long are going to get killed. And if you bought in the last year, year and a half, junk bonds, you're getting, especially a bond fund, you are not having fun. So we hope you listened. And of course, there's other areas. You know, like the disk drives, even though they're off the lows right now, but overall, you know, weak. And we can go into other areas. But we're just letting you know there's still a lot wrong with this market. And that's why it really can't break out to the upside. Because there's enough wrong that's holding it back. But obviously there is enough that's right that's defending the market every time it looks like it's going to have the screws put to it. Namely, last Wednesday. But that leads me into the semiconductors. And you can mention the semiconductors. You can go the SOX, the Philadelphia Semiconductor Index, or the exchange-traded fund, symbol SMH. And you'll see what we sing. Big breakdowns. 50-day moving average crossing over the 200-day. Stocks getting bludgeoned on a daily basis. All the semiconductor chips that have to deal with Apple, killed. Skywork Solutions, SWKS, recent leader, breaking the 200-day moving average on volume today. NXP Semiconductor, NXPI, breaking down even further below the 200-day moving average today. Avago, AVGO, acting horribly. Bearish wedge here. Going to break down real soon. Even worse than it already is. Cirrus Logic, CRUS. Yikes. Integrated device. Go look what that did today, IDTI. And then, of course, other stuff. Go look at Micron, MU, new yearly lows. Go look at Intel, near new yearly lows. By the way, insiders are selling down at the yearly lows on Intel here. Nice. But what's my point? Man, the semiconductors are very, very much a harbinger of the market eventually, and it is something to watch. And that's why up next, we're going to give you out the support levels for the major indices that have breached on the downside on a closing basis. It will be an uh-oh moment. That's up next on this, the one and only stock-intensive day in Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy,
economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on its feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. By the way, I forgot about the rails and the truckers on the bear side. I know I forgot some. The aftermarket report, if there was one, would be brought to you by Advantage Gold. Go to GaryK.com. Click on the button for Advantage Gold. Get your free gold investment guide. No obligation, no cost to invest in gold and diversify your retirement. Advantage Gold. Again, best place. Click on the button at GaryK.com and get your free investment guide. Liquidity, protection, diversification. Check it out. All right. In this. Today's Tuesday, right? Yeah, okay. Last night was Monday Night Raw. By the way, SummerSlam is this coming Sunday. It's going to be one of the best SummerSlams. I'm going to be in New York City. I'm actually contemplating staying. Right now I'm coming back Saturday. I'm actually contemplating going to see it because I got to tell you, this Brock Lesnar, wow. I love watching this guy. You do not think this is scripted when you watch this guy. He looks for real at every second, and he's fighting The Undertaker. That's going to be dang good. That's worth the price of money. So I'm thinking about it. It's being held at the Barclays Center. By the way, they don't pay me to say this. WWE Network, you don't need to buy pay-per-views anymore for $60 a pop. You get $9 a month. $9.99 a month was $120 a year. You get two pay-per-views, you're covered. I think they have 10 a year. And that includes WrestleMania. That's right. You know what the name of my fantasy football team is going to be, by the way, right? In honor of Dusty Rhodes. It will be called the American Dream. Usually, I can't mention what I usually call my team, but we will honor the great Virgil Riley Runnels this year. And the name of my team will be the Man with the Owl, Man of the Owl, Man with the Power. Ooh, too sweet to be sour, Jack. I know, I'm insane. That's okay. You guys watch it too. Used to make fun of me. Can't make fun of me anymore. Now that I did all the ick, and I'm sure I missed out on a few things on the ick side, because there's plenty of retail stocks that are acting terribly, right? I don't know if you know that, right? Have you seen Abercrombie and Fitch? Symbol ANF? Go take a look. Holy moly, down $1.20 to $17.97. Earnings 53-cent loss last quarter, 14% drop in sales. Yeah, that's only down from a high in 2011 of 70. Methinks they got their clothes wrong or something. What do they own? Abercrombie & Fitch? I think they own Hollister and whatever else. And, of course, there's Michael Kors. Big bear market in Michael Kors. Serves them right. What else is a big bear market? Best Bed Bath & Beyond. Earnings up zero. Revenues up three. down from 80, it's now 63. Best Buy, earnings up 6, revenues down 1. Not good. Bear market. So there's plenty of retail in bear markets. And, of course, there's some things not in bear markets. American Eagle Outfitters breaking out to new highs. Skechers, that's more like apparel, but I call it retail apparel. And, of course, you got the auto parts retailers. We've mentioned that before. AutoZone, O'Reilly Automotive, and Advanced Auto Parts. So on the good front, to repeat, if you are investing, we would stick with housing and housing-related. And when we mean housing-related, we're talking Masco, Newell, Mohawk, Fortune Brands Home and Security, and the like. As mentioned, the auto parts retailers. We have mentioned to you a few of the airlines. Not all, a few. The main ones that have been really strong, Alaska Air, Allegiant Air, Ryanair, and JetBlue, my favorite. I love JetBlue. They're the greatest. And others are lagging. The drugstores are acting okay, though they're in pullback mode here, and you know, we're talking Walgreens, CVS. If they break the 50-day, they're done for now. Cruise lines still acting well. Royal Caribbean just gapped up on their earnings, and we love our cruise lines. I told you about my, we did a Norwegian cruise, my whole family, in Europe. Oh, that was the greatest. Defense stocks. The Lockheeds, the Northrop Grummans, the General Dynamics, acting fine. Bull market. The oil refiners. The discount retailers are showing up. As I mentioned, we had a wait on TJX. TJX gapped up today. Volume was about 4 times average. And for the life of me, earnings were up a measly 7, revenues up a measly 6, and the market loved it. They actually lowered their guidance going forward to where their guidance for next quarter is down year over year on earnings. Go figure. Maybe a little bit of a defensive component. What else is acting well? Tobacco. Have to mention it even though they kill people. Well, they do. You don't believe me? Try smoking. It's good for you. Some of the food and drug and beverages and household products. Not all, though, because Procter & Gamble's at new lows, but Constellation Brands, that sells a lot of alcohol, is at new yearly highs. So that defensive type group. And as mentioned, they're not really in bullish mode. They're more like recovery mode. The utilities and the real estate stocks. And that is because, as we have told you, we've had a much better bid in the bond yields here recently, and that'll need to stick, because if bond yields start turning up again on the long end, the real estate and utilities will come right back down. So that pretty much covers underneath the surface. There is not a heck of a lot of meat as far as great leadership. Now, of course, there's names that are not really part of any one group. Google strong, Netflix strong, Amazon strong, Electronic Arts strong, Cognizant Tech, Danaher. I did mention the housing, right? But for the most part, the leadership are in those groups. And I have news for you. Until things change, I probably stick with those groups. And again, there are other names. Oh, I need to mention MasterCard and Visa are still holding their own, though they also have a deceleration in earnings. Now, I got a great question in an email about Gary, and I'm paraphrasing. I read this whole thing that earnings and sales growth in the market are down now. How can the market go up? Darn good question, my friend. Something to think of. And backing out energy, it's still very suspect. Energy, you know, earnings and sales are going to be way down. But backing them out, it's still not very good. And I think that's why you're seeing what you're seeing. The New York Stock Exchange is where it was 13 months ago and off the highs. Same for the, not as 13 months, but Russell 2000. Same for all the indices. They've just been trending, doing nothing. Range bound, nothing. With 60% of the market acting poorly. And I think that's part of the process. So, as we stated, Let me be simplistic. Wednesday of last week, a breach of Wednesday, and I think the market, the whole market, is going to be in big, big trouble. And that's an if. Not saying it is. A breach of Wednesday's big reversal day. And good night. And I say that because if you look at the S&P, you had a big bar that day. You also had a big reversal bar on July 7th. So there's definite defense in that 2040, 2050 area on the S&P. I'd be watching. It's about 2.5% below here. And let me tell you what will have to happen for that to occur. The biotechs as a whole and the financials as a whole will have to break. That'll do it. That'll tell me everything I need to know. And I would suspect some of the big growth leaders that are still acting well will start coming in if that occurs. So muy importante, you pay attention. And don't worry about September. Everybody's now going to tell you it's the worst month. I couldn't care less. We'll let the market decide. Up next, we'll wind it up. And then I'm gone. Little news, little this, that, and the other thing. Thank you for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
There are two types of hot water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai tankless water heaters work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Rinnai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Rinnai's industry-leading products at www.rinnai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I have to get my kids ready for back to school.
Staples has tons of deals, like one subject notebooks for just 25 cents. So they'll be 110% ready.
Wait a minute. That's 10% more ready than 100% ready.
That's right.
Yeah, I was a math major.
I could tell.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen. Staples filler paper is just 75 cents all season long.
Limit 30 per customer in store. Limit 10 per customer online with $25 minimum purchase. Notebook price in store only ends 9/12/15.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaugh.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. So did you know the Kardashians are in St. Bart's on vacation? Just wanted to let you know, because I'm back to another news site, a website for news, and they want to tell me where the Kardashians are. No, they don't want to tell me how the nuclear talks are going with Iran and whether it's going to be voted on or not. They want to tell us about where the Kardashians are today. Yay. And you know what they do to you? They put it front and center. And amazing, they're describing what they're wearing. This is what we have evolved into, or devolved into, whatever word you want to use. I better stop because I'm going to say something I shouldn't be saying. Okay, enough of that. So, interesting enough, as we move forward, and it is all about you and our money, and that's who's going to lead the nation after this communist who's been running the show. And what are we going to get? Are we going to get another communist, or are we going to get some sane people in here? And, you know, I'm watching very intently, and you know what I've noticed? Something quite interesting. I was thinking, how the heck is Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump out? Bernie Sanders, just so you know, is a miracle. Here you have this Hillary Clinton. Name recognition is, you know, it's Clinton. And she's Hillary and the media kiss her you know what and all that. This Bernie Sanders is a guy that he's professing 90% tax rates. He's a moron. He's insane. He's a moron. He should be running Venezuela or some other third world country. He's an absolute moron. But he's getting 25,000-30,000 people. And I'm very smart in not saying that those people are morons. but they're actually listening. They're being inspired by a man that wants to take 90% of your money and give it to him because he knows what to do better with your money. And he doesn't think the economy will be affected. And then you got Donald Trump. Here's a guy that has said lewd, crude, and rude things about women in live. Here's a guy that thinks, now let me say this correctly so you understand where I'm coming from, that it's possible to send 11 million illegal immigrants, undocumented immigrants, out of the country. Last I looked, there weren't enough buses. And a bunch of other things that are somewhat on the weird side, but yet, Donald Trump is just wiping out the rest of the Republicans, and Bernie Sanders is getting traction. I got news for you. The Clinton camp is scared. And I want you to notice something. I just want you to notice. Go play a tape of John McCain when he was running for president. Go play a tape of Mitt Romney when he was running for president. And what you got was something like this. Well, you know, I think you know, and you know, you know, you know, you know. And we got to do this, and we got to do that, we got to do this, and we got to do that, and maybe we'll do this, and maybe we'll do that. And then Donald Trump comes out and says, we're going to make this country great again, and I mean business. And just compare the voice inflection. I call it the oomph factor. And say what you will about Bernie Sanders, a communist, go listen to how he speaks. He is serious. He talks with strength. He was asked the other day by some idiot journalist on TV what he thought of Hillary Clinton's hairdo. I thought he was going to tell that journalist two words, and that's not happy birthday. And he meant business. It's called the oomph factor. And I think that's what's going on. Go listen to Jeb Bush. Well, you know, I think we got to do this, and I think we got to do that, and I think we got to do this, and I think we got to do that. No oomph. John Kasich, who I love. Well, you know, we got to do this, and we got to do that, we got to do this, and we got to do that. Marco Rubio, who I love. He's more in between. You get where I'm going with this? I really think, especially on the Republican side, voters want some oomph. 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 And you can say what you want about Trump and immigration, and maybe he's extreme, maybe he's not. But he's got some ideas. And you know what I haven't heard from the others? Ideas. Maybe we'll do this, maybe we'll do that, maybe we'll do this, maybe we'll do that. Now, notice I have not mentioned Hillary Clinton in all this because I just ate. And I don't want to mention her. You know what my thoughts on this woman is. Corrupt, crooked, sleazy, slimy, her and her husband. Their only goal was the gathering of wealth and control and power, nothing more. And if you think they care about the little people, there's some Everglades I can sell you. Anyway, that's my take. And that's my take on the whole situation right now. It is about how somebody sounds and whether they're showing confidence in what they are saying. I really do believe that. Go play some tapes. You'll see. You have a great evening. Drive carefully. We'll be range-bound for the next 3 years. And when you get home, do like I do. Simple procedure. Do make sure you hug your children. Night-night all.
Thanks for joining us. for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.